I think the biggest message to farmers in central Illinois is that, you know, if you look back back east where, you know, they have implemented some very tough regulations, you know, because of the Chesapeake Bay and the Chesapeake watershed, you know, those people are going to show up here. I mean, they're going to show up here, and so we have a choice. We can either farm better, and that means cover crops, no-till, strip-till, nutrient management, means a bunch of different best practices. And we can either farm better or someone's going to tell us how to do it. And nobody likes to be told how to do it. And I think farmers will come up with better solutions if they figure out how they want to solve their problem than any regulator will. So I think it's coming, and we need to get prepared for it. And I think, you know, unfortunately, sometimes anybody, whether it's farmers or somebody else, they don't take the problem seriously enough until they're confronted with it. We have the largest corn plant in the world sitting right here, and we have train cars coming in and coming out, and we still have very hungry people. And there's just some irony in that that doesn't seem right. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned that, you know, about the sheriff, I spend time with the sheriff and a lot of the other deputies, and, you know, it's really been a privilege to do it because it's shown me a whole side of society that you typically don't see. I mean, some of it's very disappointing, but some of it's very encouraging, too. And, you know, we walk into homes, and you are walking into homes for different reasons, but it's not unusual to see a box of food that somebody picked up at a food bank. And you realize that people that are in tough situations need help. And so, you know, anybody in Decatur can do something. I mean, if you're physically able, you can help out. You can go down to the soup kitchen. You can help deliver meals for Meals on Wheels. You can give out food at a food bank distribution or your church distribution. I mean, churches are very involved in food distribution. So, there, you know, if you're physically able, at least the fact is you can do something.
Howard, as you began, what was your inspiration when you decided to settle on this book?
I hate to disappoint you. There's no great inspiration. I was sitting in Tucson, Arizona a couple of years ago with my son and a few people from our foundation. And I think I had just hit 125 countries or something. And I said to them, I said, you know, I should write about some of my experiences in all the countries. And I've kept notes from all my trips. And I came up with the idea that maybe I should write a textbook. I thought, you know, students could learn something from it. And they all kind of laughed at me. And my son says, he goes, Dad, you need to think a little bigger than that. And usually I'm the one thinking pretty big. So I thought doing a textbook was big. But anyway, so that's really kind of, that was the idea. And I said, well, I don't know how to do it. And one of the people sitting there says, well, I do, and I'll help you figure it out. So that's really how it started. You know, I hit it off in the book. I talk about when I first went to Czechoslovakia when I was 14 by myself, and it was a Soviet-occupied country. And I saw things there and experienced things there that were so different than what I'd grown up with. I mean, I was hungry. I mean, not hungry like people that I see, but I was hungry. I didn't get to eat regularly. Took a bath once a week when we would heat the water up on the stove, you know, to put it in the bathtub. I mean, you know, it was a whole different world. And you start thinking, you know, this is not, everything in the world is not like I know it. And I think that shapes your thinking. And for me, I think it really lit a curiosity in me. So when I was 18, I went around the world on something called the World Afloat, went to about another 15 countries and saw a number of different cultures. And to me, it did ignite a curiosity. And I thought, you know, the world is so different. So I'm only three countries away from being to every country on the continent of Africa. I've got three more out of the 54, and I'm going to knock those out next year, I hope. And I mean, that's a lot of different cultures and a lot of different societies. Our system is set up to reward success. And the problem is that if you're in a system that rewards success, you don't take many chances. You know, you're rather risk averse. You just really don't want to fail. And so any public charity that's at a fundraiser doesn't stand up and say, here's my six biggest failures this year. They stand up and talk about their six biggest successes because that's how they're going to raise their money. And so we need a different mindset about what's okay and what helps us be more innovative and more risk-taking.